Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody, is Dr. Fauci the personification of science? And is it a good thing that an $8 trillion firm is coming in and buying up single-family housing? We have a take here that might surprise you. Email us your thoughts. As always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go. Go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Did you know that 80% of grass-fed beef sold in the United States is imported from overseas? It's unbelievable. That's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com, because their product is 100% American. I love America. I know you do too. When you buy your steak and chicken from Good Ranchers, not only are you getting amazing meat, but you're also supporting American farms. My friends at Good Ranchers have traveled the United States and met with actual farmers that raise the livestock to ensure the product that they are sending your table is the very best. All the product is individually wrapped, which eliminates waste. GoodRanchers.com safely delivers American craft beef better than organic chicken right to your door. Buy one time, or better yet, subscribe. Check out the Family Fest Bundle. If you subscribe, you will save 20% with each purchase. Subscribing brings the cost per meal down to just $2.38 per meal. That includes steaks, chickens, and more. And I can tell you, I've used Good Ranchers. They know what they are doing. You want to check this out. Stop trying to play the grocery store guessing game. Know where your meat comes from. America. Support American farmers. Go to goodranchers.com/Charlie right now. Take care of all of your needs. In fact, I got this box. I'm kidding you not. It was a box of meat. I unpacked it. It was epic. It was melodramatic. And quite honestly, it was delicious. 100% American beef and chicken. Steaks are always USDA choice and prime. Chicken is 100% all natural, no antibiotics ever, no hormones ever added, better than organic, individually wrapped, vacuum sealed, and ready to grill. And don't forget, you always get free express shipping. Safe and convenient way to shop. Don't be like the vegans. At least have a little bit of meat in your life. Go to goodranchers.com/Charlie. That's Ranchers the Nest. If you like meat, it's goodranchers.com/Charlie. They will send you a box that will blow you away. Burgers, patties, steak, chicken, you name it. It is summer. It's time to get grilling. GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. There's so many stories I want to get into here. And I want to get into this BlackRock story of how massive funds are buying up single family housing. And that's why housing is going up so dramatically, because there's so many dollar bills out there and no one knows what to do with it, which is, of course, because why we have inflation in front of our very eyes. I want to get into this story of Dr. Fauci proclaiming himself to be science. He is science. It's not Sir Francis Bacon or Sir Isaac Newton or Galileo Galilei that had the accomplishments of discovering the heliocentric theory of the earth, or the three laws of Newtonian physics, or the scientific method, as Newton, Bacon, and Galileo did. No, it is Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is the man who describes himself as to be science personified. Play cut 73.
Me, quite frankly, are attacks on science, because all of the things that I have spoken about consistently from the very beginning have been fundamentally based on science. Sometimes those things were inconvenient truths for people, and there was pushback against me. So if you are trying to, you know, get at me as a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science.
Do you hear that? If you dare disagree with Fauci and everything he's been wrong about, and his corruption and how he has lied to you, then you actually hate the scientific method. So what is the scientific method? We actually had an episode a couple weeks ago that I think really covered this well. But remember, science was born in the medieval universities and was originally governed by the church. It blossomed under that kind of patronage and nowhere else. It's an inquiry into the natural world. Science should be asking questions and proving what we as human beings can make sense of the natural world. So Dr. Anthony Fauci, when he said hydroxychloroquine will not help people, he was lying. That was anti-science. Dr. Fauci lied about masks. I just kind of find this particular soundbite very funny. Throwback to 2003 when C-SPAN caller calls for Fauci to resign. If only we would have gotten rid of this bureaucrat in 2003. Cut 74.
The NIH a pretty long time, and it seems to me that during your tenure, our ability to control infectious diseases hasn't improved, but in fact worsened. Don't you think it's time that you step down and let someone else who has a more effective message?
Actually, no. She wants to know if I want to step down.
2003 is when that caller called in, and Fauci made us no more prepared for infectious disease spread then than he did now. And if you dared criticize Dr. Fauci, he said, everything I said was rooted in science. That's not true. The Fauci emails show that Dr. Anthony Fauci knew that this was made in a laboratory. It was made artificially, and he covered it up intentionally. And this is a common tactic that is used by leftists that do not want to have any sort of criticism. They hide behind the shield of things that we respect. You see, there is widespread respect for science. For good reason. Now, there's a misunderstanding what science actually is. Science is not dogma. Science is question. Science is an inquiry. Science is an exploration. You see, you must understand that when we go back into history and we understand where science originated from, Sir Francis Bacon, who was a Christian, and Sir Isaac Newton, who wrote more about biblical prophecy than he did even about the natural and physical world. Galileo Galilei, who was a Christian, but he had his own little toss-up with the Catholic Church. Different conversation for a different time. All of this matters because if you do not believe that nature has a certain rhythm or creation behind it, then it's all just an act of randomness and madness, then why wouldn't you all of a sudden say that I am the embodiment of science? Science is not one particular person. No, when we criticize you, Dr. Anthony Fauci, we are embracing the legacy of Bacon, Galileo, and Newton. We are asking ourselves the question, wait, you've told us one thing, but the other seemed to be so obvious. Dr. Fauci is the opposite of science. Dr. Fauci is what the Catholic Church was to Galileo. No, the earth is the center of the universe, and if you dare disagree, we are going to put you out to pasture and put you and try you, basically try you for that. And Fauci has been adamant that the only way we can get out of this pandemic is through mass inoculation. We went through in great detail yesterday how hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, a Z-Pak, and ivermectin, let me say that again, ivermectin, right, producer Andrew, is very effective. And yet Dr. Fauci refuses to say that any of these therapeutics that were used and were advanced by scientists and doctors early on, he said, well, I was just following the science. That is not true. We were following the scientists that they liked. Now, you know what type of scientists we were following? We were not following epidemiologists. We were not following physicists. We were not following biologists. We were following political scientists. We are not following scientists that cared about infectious diseases. We were following political scientists that knew how to win an election. We were following scientists that knew what it took to get rid of Donald Trump. The scientists that we were trusting were not scientists that actually wanted to preserve liberty and freedom. We were following scientists that knew how to properly divide and conquer. Those were the scientists that we were following. And Dr. Anthony Fauci is not an epidemiologist, no matter how much he insists. Dr. Anthony Fauci singularly played a role more than any other person in recent history to alter the outcome of a presidential election. Mail-in balloting, the destruction of small businesses, people at home in fear, and all of that blame projected on Donald Trump and not the person who actually deserved it, the Chinese Communist Party, the unconstitutional, immoral, and anti-scientific lockdowns that followed. Do you know there is not one state, not one case study that shows that lockdowns did any good to stop the slow of the spread or the death of the Chinese coronavirus of lockdown states versus non-lockdown states? States that opened up in last May, such as Florida, have much better infectious rates, death rates, spread rates, and they did not lose their small businesses. They don't have the increases in mental health as many of these other schools across the country, mental health issues that the schools across the country also have, such as suicide, mental self-harm, and drug issues that are happening at an alarming rate. But Dr. Fauci is basically hiding behind something that all of us respect, which is science. He says, look, if you attack me, you're attacking science. No, actually, if we attack you, Dr. Fauci, we're making you defend every single thing you have said by using the scientific method. We are making you defend all of this. And instead of actually saying, well, look, here was the thesis and here where I was right and here was I was wrong, he said, I was right the entire time. Because he was. Let me say this again. Dr. Fauci's goal was reached. I'm going to say something unconventional and unusual. Dr. Fauci got what he wanted. Dr. Fauci was given a mission and he accomplished that mission. Dr. Fauci was someone whispered in his ear and he said, get him out. And Fauci got that done. Fauci did not care about slowing the spread. As a nice additional cost, he of course wanted to usher in the Great Reset and have pharmaceutical companies make a bunch of money. But the goal of people, as he went in the private meetings in the bowels of NIH, people said, get him out. And like an infiltration of a Trojan horse into an ancient city, finally the Democrats had a way to demoralize and demean and cross-examine Trump from within. And that guy was Dr. Fauci. He got what he wanted. He's not an epidemiologist or a biologist. He's a political scientist who had a very sinister goal to get rid of a duly elected president, undermine our republic, all for power's sake. You may have heard that I am recently married, and every married man knows that while it's the greatest gift, it's also a big change. I'm joyfully adjusting all the habits I've formed as a single man, all the way down to my sleep schedule. One part of this married man's routine will remain exactly the same, though. Want to guess what it is? Every night before I go to bed, I take 2 capsules of magnesium, breakthrough by Bio Optimizers. Don't get me wrong, I'm not taking any old generic synthetic magnesium pills. I only take magnesium breakthrough. Why? Simply put, there are 7 unique forms of magnesium. By leveraging all 7 forms in each capsule, I'm able to experience magnesium's deep restorative sleep benefits. If you're having trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, try magnesium in your nightly regimen and be amazed how much healthier your sleep patterns become. For an exclusive offer to the Charlie Kirk Show listeners, go to magbreakthrough.com/Kirk. Then use promo code KIRK10 during checkout to save 10%. Or just search Magnesium Breakthrough and Bio Optimizers should be your first search result. Don't forget KIRK10 to save on your order. We made a prediction early on in this show, and I'm sorry to say that we were right. I'm sorry to say that the prediction that we made has come true, and some people disagreed with me, good friends of mine. Even a couple months ago, they said, oh, no, that's never going to happen. Inflation is not just here, but we are now at fire alarm levels of inflation. We have created dollar bills out of thin air while keeping the country locked down, incentivizing bad behavior, and we are now seeing the consequences of that. You're seeing that in housing prices. You're seeing that in lumber. You're seeing that in food. You're seeing that in every single sector of the economy. Inflation, very simply, is when the amount of dollar bills supersedes the amount of value that is in the economy. And so that kind of balance needs to hopefully be managed by a responsible central bank or federal government or federal agency or Federal Reserve in our case, and it's not happening. One of the other reasons why inflation is increasing and housing prices are going up is because of massive funds that are coming in and they are buying up single family homes. If you sell a house these days, according to the Wall Street Journal, the buyer might be a pension fund. The Wall Street Journal says yield-chasing investors are snapping up single-family homes, competing with ordinary Americans and driving up prices. So what's happening is basically these massive funds are coming in, they're buying home after home, single suburban homes, not massive apartment complexes or shopping malls, but your home. Now, some people say, well, Charlie, what's wrong with that? Why would there be anything wrong? If they want to sell that home voluntarily, why would that be wrong? Well, that is an ideological, abstractionist, purely
theoretical argument that acts as if, wait a second, if you buy the home and it raises rate, it raises the average home, where's that person going to go then? So they buy their home for $1 million so they can go buy a home for $1.1 million. Who wins there? Or what's more likely to happen is they sell the home for $1 million and then they go rent. Now, what's the difference between renting and owning? Well, those people that rent are much more likely to be obedient Democrat voters. Home ownership is one of the highest predictive qualities or data points of data that shows that someone is going to be a conservative. If you are in touch with the land, you are more likely to be a conservative and be proud of your country. If you are renting, then it's the tragedy of the commons. It's the HOA that takes care of that. I'm only here temporarily. I don't feel that I have equity, different type of equity than we've talked about before. That really means ownership. I don't feel as if I am in touch with the mortgage payment I am making. Now, we know this as the suburban housing boom took over America the last couple decades. But now, what is BlackRock doing artificially raising housing prices across the country? Now, this Wall Street Journal goes into great detail how dangerous this is for everyone involved. Yield-chasing investors are snapping up single-family homes, competing with ordinary Americans, and driving up prices. Meanwhile, inflation is here. Under Donald Trump, 1,000 feet of lumber cost $304. Now it's $1,500. 1 gallon of gas was $1.95. Now it's $3.05. 1 ton of wheat was $183, and now it's $251. 1 ton of coal was $39, and now it's $80. 1 bushel of corn was $3.43. Now it's $6.86. And the inflation that we are experiencing was intentional. Inflation is a strategy. Let me say that again. Inflation is a strategy to try to justify to bring in more people into our country. Inflation helps the richest people in our country. Inflation justifies a greater government power grab. It justifies more government spending because what's the difference between $30 and $40 trillion if your currency is becoming worth less 8% a year? What's really disgusting about this entire BlackRock story, which amazing is kind of the press blackout on this, by the way, is that the Wall Street Journal writes this up and then Bloomberg writes glowingly about how BlackRock hits returns. And so what's amazing is I tell people, say, yeah, you know, housing prices are up. My home is now worth 20% more than it used to be. I say, well, are you going to sell? They say, where am I going to go? I'm going to sell my home for 20% so that I can go find a home and chase another person against 9 other bidders. And I could go put in a bid for somebody else, but then I don't know if I'm actually going to get my price for my home. So this kind of idea of the ever far reaching housing market is pricing out you. And most importantly, it's pricing out 28, 29, and 30 year olds from ever buying a home. Producer Jake went through this a couple months ago, that every time he tried to buy a home in Phoenix, he had cash buyers coming in almost instantaneously. And I guarantee you, a lot of them were massive pension funds. Let me be very clear. Outside of people that want to flip homes and outside of people that might do one-off deals, if you have a portfolio size of more than a couple, let's say, let's be generous, a couple thousand homes, you should not be allowed to buy single-family homes for a derivative for flipping just to make a quick profit. Single-family homes should be about building real equity, taking ownership of your community, not getting yield chasing so that the California pension fund can hit their certain metric. I've warned you about home title theft, where cyber thieves remove you from your home's title. Like I said, you better get Home Title Lock because it's coming. Well, if you're on Facebook, that big data breach is here. Facebook has 500 million accounts that were exposed to cyber thieves. And according to a retired FBI cybercrime expert, everything thieves need to take over as the new owner of your home was leaked. Name, address, personal information, and more. It's out there. The thief forges your signature on a quitclaim deed stating you sold your home to him. He'll leave you in debt or even have you evicted. Do what I did and protect your home's title with HomeTitleLock.com. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. Then sign up for 30 free days of protection during this high-risk breach. Again, go to HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. There's a lot of data out there. There's a lot of things that you got to sort out right now. So go to HomeTitleLock.com. Protect yourself, protect your family, protect your well-being at HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. We had some robust discussion during the break here about massive $8 trillion firms coming in to buy single family homes so that your 29 or 30 year old recently married child or grandchild will have to go live in a rental facility or a rental unit in West Houston instead of actually buying a home. And a good question was asked by Mr. Jake. He said, well, what's the difference? What difference does he sound like Hillary? What difference does it make, right? Is that what he said? What difference does it make? Come on. And it's a great question. It really is. Why is it that we as conservatives and Americans should value home ownership over renting? Well, first of all, number one, the entire tax system is built around home ownership. You get the most tax benefits of the mortgage interest deduction. There is no such tax benefit for renting. That's just a very simple thing. But number two, there's something that is uniquely American about being able to say, this is mine. I own this. This is my yard and my rules go here. There's a sense of pride, good pride, that goes with that. And every time you go to work and you pull into the driveway, you know that you are pouring into something that is lasting. When you're renting, it's almost as if I might get out of here at any moment. Also, when you're renting, you're not actually paying every single month for something that is increasing your net worth. You are staying the same. And places where you have to rent are typically more expensive. So you go to downtown Houston or downtown Dallas or downtown Austin, downtown New York, food is more expensive, transportation is more expensive. You're less likely to own a car when you rent, when you live in a place where you rent. Now, why does that matter? A car is freedom. A car, you're more likely to listen to talk radio and be very enlightened by shows like this. A car, you're more likely to say, you know what? I actually care about the price of gas. You know that people who don't care about the price of gas? Yuppies that live in Brooklyn. They don't care about the price of gas. They're like, oh, who cares? $9 a gallon. I ride the subway. Yeah, right. The subway is powered by vegan milk or something. I don't know. No, everything comes from energy. But the point is that the more distance you have between your neighbor, and there's extremes to this, the more likely you are to be a patriotic American and on the center right of the political spectrum. And some people say, well, Charlie, we can't craft public policy just based on how people view politically. Oh, no, we absolutely should craft public policy based on how people view politically. I completely reject the premise. If all of a sudden we have a sense of a sort of policies that make people less likely to have children, less likely to attend church, more likely to do drugs, and then vote in a certain way to confiscate our weapons and destroy the country, I'm going to push back against that. Of course, we should have a desired outcome. There is a hierarchy of the good and a hierarchy of truth. Now, with that being said, some people might be really thrilled they can make a quick profit by selling their home to some arbitrary LLC or to some Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. But then where are they going to go? I happen to have a place in Florida. I took out a loan. I did it the right way a couple years ago. I loved that place in Florida. And I could turn it for a quick profit right now. But then I asked myself, wait, so where am I going to go? I'm going to go down the street and then outbid myself with the same dollars? So you're on the same sort of carousel. It's either the equity transfers or it doesn't. And so then you have these massive firms. You might ask, well, what's in it for these massive firms? Well, first of all, they have more dollar bills than they know what to do with. So they got to find a place to put these dollar bills. They know inflation is coming. So they want things they can touch and they can feel. And as if we act as if single family home is the same sort of thing as gold and silver, we're fooling ourselves. A single family home is a place where you measure your kids' heights every 6 months. A single family home is where you open up presents on Christmas morning. A single family home is where you play basketball games and where memories are developed. A single family home is part of this romantic quality in a good way that has kept America more free and less likely to be urbanized. And yes, I am pushing for a de-urbanization of America. But if you want people to go live in vertical housing units, if you want people to go have the tragedy of the commons, if you want people to go live in these 95-foot monstrosity, these ugly utilitarian buildings that are being built in downtown Phoenix, I look at these things when I land, I say, who thinks that was a good idea? I know who thinks it's a good idea. You want just parcels for Democrat voters, just verticalize them. The higher you are, the less likely you are to be a conservative. One of the reasons why Maricopa County is the largest Republican county in the country in Arizona is because it's the most horizontal county. They have vertical housing units. Go west is what we used to say. Now we say go up. And go up means you're less likely to own that unit. Oh, but don't worry. I live in a community of other people that also want to change the world. And we ride the bus to work and we ride Uber and we don't own our own homes. The point is this, is that if you want to decline, if you want to further the decline of the American nuclear family, and with it, this kind of idea of self-government, then by all means, you should let BlackRock come in with their trillions of dollars. But that's only if you think America's a colony. I think America's a country. And my belief system when it comes to politics is rooted in what is good for the nation. And of course, we are led by certain ideological impulses that markets generally work, and entrepreneurship is the best way to allow wealth to be created, and private property is essential, and private property is with freedom. But we do not resort to ideology or abstractions for the sake of such. Instead, we say, hold on, is this really a good thing? Do we want to live in a country where a recent college graduate is never going to be able to buy a home for 15 years? Is that a good thing? So ask yourself this question. You have a recent college graduate who's 25 or 26. Maybe they have $20,000 in student loan debt and they just got a job where they are earning $70,000 a year. They then get married by age 27, hopefully. We'll see what happens with this whole weird feminist movement. That's a different conversation for a different time. But hopefully they get married and they say, well, where am I going to live? And all of a sudden they say, well, in order for you to get a home that isn't in the complete slums of Dallas, you got to put $85,000 down and your monthly payment is going to be $2,100 a month. And their eyes widen and they say, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that for another 20 years. So they look at their spouse, they're like, well, I guess we're going to rent forever. Or they go to a family member who might be able to pay the down payment for them, if they're even able to do that. And the point is that we are now creating a culture that is going towards renting, not owning. If you want people to all of a sudden have those two words we say so often, common sense, have them have a home where all of a sudden the air conditioning stops working at 2 a.m. Have them have a home where all of a sudden they have to pay to go get the pool guy to come in, or they have to pay the gardener. What am I getting at is all of a sudden, the more you own, the more the R word starts to come in, responsibility. And when people are responsible, they stop believing in these ridiculous utopian schemes. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has never owned anything in her life except a Tesla. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has never worked on a farm. She has not lived in a single family home. So when you live in a single family home, a lot of things start to change. You start worrying a lot more about crime. You start worrying about who's actually in your neighborhood for good reason, that neighborhood watch program. You care about the schools. But all of a sudden, if single family homes, so here's what's going to happen is BlackRock buys these single family homes and then they're going to rent them back to people. That's what they're going to do. So they're going to go buy these one after the other. This one on this street and this street. Sure, we have money and money and money. So they have hundreds of thousands of single family homes. And so then that 28 and 29 year old couple who can't put down the $85,000 down payment, which might be a little much. Let's say it's $40,000 down payment, but they can't afford $1,800 a month in rent. And they're like, well, we can live in the same home, but we're just going to rent for the rest of our life. And there's a difference. They won't be building wealth. That money will just disappear and go into the coffers of BlackRock from now into perpetuity. Number two, they won't get the mortgage interest rate deduction, so they'll pay more in taxes. And number three, there will be a fundamental difference in how they view their relationship with that community. Because in the back of their head, they'll say, I'm not an owner. I'm a visitor. If you want people to view America as if they're a guest in this country, go create a renting craze. If you want people to think that they are a citizen in this nation, have them own stuff. Ownership was fundamental in the Homestead Act and the expansion of the Northwest Territories and how we are able to expand west. This is my land and I'm going to take care of it. And if you come on my land and I don't like it, then you're going to have to deal with me. That kind of rugged Western cowboy spirit is now being demolished by a group of anti-American Wall Street bankers who are pushing for momentary pleasure, who do not care about the well-being or the backbone of our country. And so excuse me if I'm going to push back against abstractions and ideology for ideology's sake, because I actually want more young people to own stuff. In fact, I'm as radical. I think that we should say that any person who's 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, who's married, you get a free piece of land in the West and you could go do whatever you want with it. Congratulations. Consider this your student loan debt repayment. Now, well, who could possibly be against that? Here's your piece of land. Go build something. What do you mean build something? Do something with it. All of a sudden, they're going to have to take responsibility for their life. If you want responsibility to erode, you must have people rent. And inflation is surging at a record rate, and very few people are talking about it. And you're seeing it all around. You're seeing it again in housing. And you might say, well, why is housing going up so quickly? It's because these big firms are snatching up homes before you could possibly even get close to them. What is good for the nation? What is good for the country? Not just good for some person's fund in Wall Street. I believe, unlike AOC, Warren, and Bernie Sanders, that owning something is good. We believe in private property. And what's happening here is because of hiding behind ideology, we're going to have less people own private property. Going back from Aristotle to Locke to Adam Smith, when you're able to own something, you are able to protect your freedom. We know that community is essential. Let me ask you a question. Do you think that an apartment complex in downtown Dallas has a higher sense of community or a suburban neighborhood in West Dallas? Who has more community? Of course the suburban neighborhood does. Absolutely. And so this is a very important point, and it's a robust discussion that's happening in the conservative free market movement right now. And in an ironic turn of events, you're not going to have a free market to trade in if you allow these sort of things to continue. If you're not going to all of a sudden have a place where families can flourish and grow, where children can run in the yard, you're like, well, no, we live on the 19th floor. We're going to have to go downstairs and let the dog, whatever it might be, it changes behavior against what I think is actually good for the nation at whole. You want to increase homeschooling? Have actually people have a home where they can school them in. You want to increase government school dependence? Have them in vertical housing units that demean and diminish and put you inside of a mentality that is bad for the well-being of the nation and the republic. Stop building up and start going west. If you can touch the land of which you are in, you're going to care about the nation that you live in. It's not about an $8 trillion fund in New York. I couldn't really care less about their well-being or what they have to do. God bless them. I hope they go find a bunch of Chinese stocks to invest in because you know they've done plenty of that. No, I'm fighting every single day for the 29-year-old engineering student that just graduated that has $60,000 in debt, who just got married and wants to build a family and doesn't want to have to rent the rest of their life. I think that American dream should be in grasp for any American person who wants it. It's a fundamental American value. It's happening all across the country, from Fargo to Bismarck to Dallas to Oklahoma to Florida to Georgia, of people that do not share your values that are snatching up homes so they can rent them back to you. And it's wrong. I want to play some tape here, as I encourage a lot of you to check out the remarks we had at the Chandler Unified School District. We have a whole episode on our Charlie Kirk Show podcast page about that. Take out your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show, hit subscribe. So there's this entire theme about who runs our country, and we have been very clear on this program. The corporations have far too much power right now. The corporations are willing to use their power to try to make America in their image. Ron DeSantis makes it very clear that Republican governors that were hesitant to sign laws protecting girls' sports says it's just corporate pressure. For example, Governor Burgum refused to sign a law that would have protected female sports because Governor Burgum in North Dakota likely is probably getting phone calls from Microsoft or from Amazon. Who knows? Ron DeSantis has courage. Cut 64.
And why do you think some Republican governors are hesitant to sign legislation like you did?
I think it's just corporate pressure. I think the corporations have gotten very woke. You can't let them, like some woke corporation, you're going to turn over the reins of government to them and let them set the policy. That ain't happening in Florida.
Unfortunately, it's happening in Arkansas, and it's happening in North Dakota, and it's happening in Arizona, where governors are much more worried about whether or not some corporate CEO is going to call him and say, you know what, the most important thing for us at Amazon, and we're going to move our fulfillment center out of Fargo, if all of a sudden you say that women's sports should be protected. Now, Governor Ron DeSantis has courage, and he's willing to do the right thing. And boy, have we seen the difference between governors this last couple months. And when I visited out in Bismarck, and I visited and I went on the flag with Scott Hennon, we had such a great time together, I said, look, this is going to be used. This Amazon coming into Fargo is going to be used as a soft pocket veto to prevent meaningful social conservative reforms to happen in the state of North Dakota. So for those that don't know, in North Dakota, they brought in this massive fulfillment center in northern Fargo, and a lot of Republicans were bragging about it. And I said, not so fast. I don't like that at all. First of all, it destroys small businesses. It makes us more addicted to cheap products from China. Amazon is a server company. The profits go to fund the Washington Post. But even beyond that, they're going to call the shots of the public policy decisions in a state like North Dakota. So Governor Burgum had a chance to protect female sports in North Dakota, decided not to do it. And according to Ron DeSantis, governors like that are saying it's because of corporate pressure. It's because of a small group of companies that do not share our values, that do not care about your values, that do not care about our way of life, that are deciding to flex their muscles and say, if you dare do these sorts of things, such as protect female sports, we are going to pull the economic stimulus that you said you wanted in your state. And so courage is a very interesting thing. Very few people have it. And the type of Republican Party that we want to inspire and encourage are ones that are willing to stand up against the true power interests. Now, that used to be the public sector teacher unions, and it still is. But you know who has more power than the public sector teacher unions? You know who has more power than the NRA, as we've been told the last couple years? A couple of small tech companies that build fulfillment centers and data centers in states like Texas and Arizona and Florida. And I got to tell you, I was just driving down the street here at our Turning Point USA Young Women's Leadership Summit, and I got sick to my stomach. As I pulled off the highway, I saw a fulfillment center of one of the largest things I've ever seen in my life. It was as far as the eye could see. Amazon, 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 Amazon. I thought to myself, ticking time bomb. Just a matter of time till that detonates. We're in North Dallas. Amazon's going to call the shots of the local city council, and then the county, and then the state. You see, Amazon and their fulfillment centers are nothing more than Democrat super PAC headquarters disguised as package delivery services in your local community. They don't share your values. They don't care about your values. They also destroy our small businesses and brag while doing it. They actually got richer during the lockdowns, as Bezos has over $160 billion in net worth. And so that's a really important question, which is, why are certain Republicans so focused on the abstractions of momentary economic growth while it deindustrializes our economy and we don't see the values we care about, such as women's sports being protected or the protection of the unborn? Why has that happened? That's because, quite honestly, we've had an unsophisticated Republican Party for quite some time. We've had a corporate spokesperson Republican Party, and that's going to change. And it's changing because a lot of you are listening to programs like ours and Tucker Carlson and doing something about it. And it's time that we continue to demand from our leaders to turn off BlackRock and turn off Amazon and listen to their voters and do the right thing. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. I enjoy hearing from you. And if you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.